Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
I appreciate you for listening. Well, it's that time right now to get straight over into the interview with my wonderful guest who's already on the line. And I'm so super happy that he's decided to be with us today on a Sunday. He could be doing something else, enjoying himself with the family, and especially since it's a day that is wet on the outside. But he decided this is something that he needs to do. So very important. I'm talking about a son of the soil. Yes, a son of the soil of beautiful St. Martin. He's with me online. And I'm talking about Ricardo Somersol. He's an engineer. And he's the managing director of Ecotech Solutions on St. Martin. And what they focus on, you'll hear all about that in just a bit. But as he states here, prevention is better than cure. So let's go straight over to Ricardo Somersol on Love and Inspiration. Good afternoon, Ricardo. How are you doing? Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Fantastic.
And, opportunity to share my knowledge and story with the listeners, of course.
Oh, I'm so super excited to have you. You're welcome. I know we've been talking about this for a while, and the time is now, and it's always, you know, God's perfect timing when it's that time to speak about things that are so very important to bring inspiration into the lives of people and to bring change, as we heard earlier from that well-known artist. So, my good friend, how are you doing today, Ricardo?
Well, today is a wonderful day. As you know, on St. Martin, it's a little bit rainy, but we need water as well for everything to grow and prosper. So it's a lovely day.
Wonderful, lovely wonderful. Day. Great stuff. So let's talk a little bit about you before we go into the main course here on Love and Inspiration. So tell us a little bit about who's Ricardo Somersol.
I grew up on St. Martin as a young boy, left St. Martin at 9 years old to go to Holland for studies with my family. During that time, I did some studies in electrical studies, electronics. That was always my passion. I was the kind of kid that will open mom and dad's radio to see what's inside and destroy it. The old TVs, old radios, whatever it took to see what actually made things work, what made it tick. That was always my my interest, and then try to put it together again, but unsuccessfully at the time. So my goal was to go away and study electronics and study different things that, you know, that we maybe couldn't get to know here in St. Martin. So being in Holland, the guidance from the people there, let's say the culture that actually motivates you to go for more, to get more, that helped me a lot. That helped me a lot in seeking out what I really wanted in life and what I wanted to achieve.
That's very interesting. Now, as you said that, go ahead.
Yeah. And I learned a lot from different cultures because people may not, who haven't visited Holland may not know, but it's very multicultural. So there's a lot to learn. It's a lot to learn from different backgrounds. And I took all of that and I put it in my pot, as they would say, and I made it mine. I made it mine to make the kind of decisions I make today. Good decisions and right decisions for business. So being there in Holland, let's say in my school years, the teachers, I must say as well, was very, very helpful in directing you in what you wanted to achieve and the things that you should be focusing on instead of, you know, choosing things that won't benefit you for the future. So that, I gain a lot from that, I must say. And a lot of students go through that rough time of not being able to choose at a young age or decide which direction you want to go into, and we waste and lose a lot of time. So I gain time, and with that time, I got more knowledge, I must say, because I utilize that time very wisely.
That's so very important. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, very important. I got into a few companies after my schooling, and it was a Chinese company. And what I did there was repair computers and monitors for that company. I did it a while, and then I ventured off into another company where I did repairs for motherboards and so on for the army. So they were more specified in special motherboards and servers and so on. Things that get a little, you know, have some problems and difficulties, we repair them and send them back out. That experience was very good. I got a good background in electronics, especially working with Chinese company, because they're very well-versed and knowledgeable in that field. And after that, I decided, hey, I want to come back home and see what I can do. My mom was here back in St. Martin by herself, and I decided all my brothers was away. I'm going to go back home. St. Martin is interesting to me, sorry. I came on vacation a couple of times, and I said, hey, this market seems good. I'm going to come back and do a computer store here and open one in St. Martin. While I'm on vacation, actually, I was in the old barbershop of my brother, actually. He had a barbershop on St. Martin. As I'm standing in the barbershop and I'm shaving my face in one of his mirrors, because it was closed down at the time, someone came by and saw me shaving and said, hey, I need a haircut. Can you give me a haircut? I said, no, we're closed. If you're not a haircut, I'm not a barber. And the gentleman said, well, I gotta get on the plane and I look terrible. I'm gonna travel today. I really need a haircut. I don't care. Just cut it down low. It doesn't matter. I'll pay you. Then he came into the barbershop. I sat him down, did him the favor, cut his hair. He paid me $10. Right after that, a gentleman on the next side of the road that is in the Chinese restaurant saw it and said, hey, I want a cut as well. Same cut, low. He came in, he paid me $10. At this time, a lady came down with her two sons and said, I need these guys to be cut as well. So within a short time, I actually earned almost like $30. I said, hey, this is good business as well. So after that, I spoke to some people. They tell me, hey, we need a barbershop up in St. Peter's. Why don't you open a barbershop back? It's a good idea. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do the computer store. I'm going to do the barbershop. Now, at this time, I didn't know how to cut hair. All I knew was cut it low, and that's it. I wasn't no stylist. I wasn't none of that. But I got an idea, and I run with it. I always learn, give the people what they want, and don't do what you feel is right or what you think will work. So I went to that market, and I went into the barbershop business. Had nothing to do with what I studied, but I went for it. And after doing that, that barbershop lasted 7 years, actually, in St. Peter's before I left again to go to Holland. And between that time, I did repair some printers and computers for people. I got a little bit bored. I wanted to enjoy the island. So I went and worked on the Golden Eagles. That is a catamaran boat that take an island tour. Either we go to Tintamarre and back to Bobby's Marina. That was an excellent, excellent side job. It was actually like a hobby. So I got paid to enjoy the island, basically. And it was so much fun. During that time on the catamaran, I got the opportunity to meet many business people and hear their views about business, hear their views about life. And that was a kind of education for me as well. That was a 2 years. I'd done it for 2 years. And I must say it was the best thing I ever done in between doing business and living on St. Mark. They taught me how to approach business, how to think about it. And I think thinking back about it right now, it helps. I think if many students can get enlightenment or talk about how to approach business in their community, it helps a lot as well with shaping the way you handle things. Mm. Again, it's about information. So the more better information you have, you get to make better decisions, leads to success.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
Absolutely. You know, definitely listening to you, Ricardo, it's amazing. Actually, I'm receiving a response here from listeners who are saying your story is already so interesting because for the fact of who you are, what you study for initially, and then going into business and those experiences, it has persons really pretty excited actually out there listening to the show. So I just want to let you know that. But I just want to go back.
No.
Definitely. Yeah. I want want to go back to something that you said earlier. It's so very key. And that is that, you know, you went to Holland, you studied, it was a specific direction that you went for, but you learned so much. And so very important for persons to understand, it's not about basically where you go, but it's about how your mind is open to what you're able to learn and the people that you're meeting. Because you remember you started off opening your parents' radio, and I was thinking, wow, he opened their radio. What if he couldn't get that set put back together again? You know, just those interesting things. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I wouldn't want to be in your house when your parents are like, what did you do to the radio, Ricardo? But nevertheless, but just thinking about what you said a while ago, that's so very important, because it's really where your mind is, your mindset, based on, you know, your travels or the environment that you're in, because that really makes a difference. Having a paradigm of, even though I am maybe not where I want to be, or I'm a place where I'm set off to go, but just having an open mind to learn and meet people and take you to where you are today. So I just wanted to home in on that, really, because that was so very key, and what you talked about with business.
Yes, yes. Just to go back on what you said, actually, about that time in my young age, I was so determined to figure things out, actually, that there was an old lamp that I found, and this is hilarious, actually. My mom kept reminding me about this, and she said, and I remember quite well, that there was an old lamp in the back room. Cords, the wires was loose, everything was out, the bulbs were out, and I was determined to repair this lamp. So I brought it in the house. I twisted all the wires together and I plugged it in. I blew the fuse actually from the house. So my mom was working, came home, found all the lights off. I didn't know what to do, panicking. But I said, well, I'm going to wait. I know today I'm going to get a beating because I blew the fuse. She came and she realized the fuse was off. She tried the fuse box. It wouldn't work. So she called GEBE to come and take a look. They came and said, well, ma'am, he didn't just blow the house fuse, but he blew the main fuse.
Wow.
Outside. And she said, boy, if you touch anything like that again, you're going to get it next time. You're going to get a beating. Well, the following day, well, actually, during that time, the guy from GB was explaining to my mother. He said, you know what he was trying to do? She said, fix this lamp. And he's explaining to my mom, you know what he did wrong? It's because he twisted all the wires together. It didn't work. He had to separate them. And then it probably would work. But he was going the right direction. It just, you know, a mistake. So don't go too hard on him. Well, he should have never said that, because that lamp was back in my hands again the other day. And I fixed it, repaired it, tried it. It worked. And I put it on in the house and I turned all the lights off in the house for when my mom come that evening. So she came in. She came in the house and said, boy, today you're going to get it for real. And then I switched on the light. And she was so amazed that she couldn't even beat me. Mm. She was like, you are so determined and hard-headed. And I told you to leave that lamp alone. What if you electrocute yourself? I said, but I knew how to do it. I knew I could fix it. And I heard what he said. And look, I did it. And she knew from that time that I would go places and I won't settle for less. I will just always go and get what I got to get.
There you go. Wow.
Just a little story about that.
Absolutely amazing story. Definitely. When this radio interview is replayed, I'm pretty sure persons are going to be like, what? They got to call persons near to the radio to listen to your story. This is fantastic. And you know, you've got me also laughing for the fact of when you spoke about the barber shop, you know, the gentleman that needed a haircut. I was saying to myself, wow, okay. So he trusted Ricardo. So I'm just thinking now, so my hair needs to cut, Ricardo. So can I still come to you? You do my hair for me? Is that possible? Or you forgot how to cut hair?
Well, actually, I stopped cutting hair because I'm so busy with Ecotech Solutions. But I do get calls. People still ask me on the road, like, hey, barber. They still actually recognize me as barber, especially the young guys, the teenagers.
Okay.
They come up to me like, hey, Ricardo, you still cutting hair? Because I need my hair. I like the way you used to cut my hair. And even the ladies want me to do their eyebrows.
Oh, look
at actually
that.
Was a specialist in doing ladies' eyebrows.
Yeah, I see.
And they still approach me to this day. But I try not to get into it because it's so time consuming. And I wouldn't have the time to run my company and do that on the side.
I
already know that. I'm not trying to mix the two.
Oh, well, unfortunately, then I guess I'll have to walk around my hair like this. And next time you see me, I will look as if I'm Grizzly Adams, you know, two, 3 years from now. But nevertheless. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Ricardo Somersault. He is the Managing Director of EcoTech Solutions on St. Martin, here on Love and Inspiration, and letting you know that this radio show now is heard on 102.7 FM. And will be also heard on voiceofthecaribbean.net from out of sync. It's going out to all the Caribbean islands and around the world, and on Bashani Radio from out New York, broadcasting out to over 2 million listeners. Now, Ricardo, I have a very important question to ask you, because you talked a little bit about this early part of your life, but from what I understood, the information that you shared with me, now is an important time to share that with the listeners, is that you had an opportunity to work on a oil rig. Tell us a little bit about that oil rig experience, which will usher us into what you do today. What really brought you to that main aspect of establishing EcoTech Solutions on St. Martin? Share with us about that oil rig experience.
Well, okay, let me go in first. Before I stepped onto the oil rig, I used to work for a company called Observator, as well known around the world as well. And they deal with sensors to test water quality, to test oil, to check the wind direction, wind speeds, to monitor gyrometers on boats, on jackups, on rigs. And by working with that company, I got the opportunity to visit oil rigs now and again to do installations and to deal with some customers. Now, while going on the rig, I had to deliver a package, actually install a whole system, and it was not ready for me. I came aboard with a helicopter, and they was not ready, and they told me, can you help us out? I was supposed to be there 4 days, and it was just for a mere installation and to come back off the rig. So I told them, I have other projects lined up. This is definitely going to be a problem for me. So let's see what we can do. I said, give me your rig electrician and give me a welder, and I will try my best to set it up as quick as possible before I leave. Well, after the 4 days, I successfully put all the equipment together, set it up, had it working, explained them how it works, and then it was time for me to go. The barge engineer and the rig manager pulled me on the side, and they told me, would you like to work on an oil rig with us? I said, nah, I never thought about it. I never think I would. I have my family at home. Nah, it's too long. I say, I don't even think I could survive 2 weeks out here, and I'm already doing 4 weeks and want to go home. I'm already doing four days, and I want to go home. So they're like, think about it. People like you is what we're looking for. You took initiative. You got the job done. You know what you're talking about. That's what we need offshore. I say, well, I'll think about it. The rig manager gave me his number. He gave me also an onshore company's number and a contact person, which is supposed to be their boss, high up in the ranks. So the company I was working for was so good to me. It was like a family, actually, I must say. Treated me real good. I had a position there, actually, as a technical engineer as well, project engineer. So what I did was everything, actually. I got a laptop and a telephone, and I organized everything. I organized my hotels, the trips, the agreements with the customers, meetings, everything. I had the freedom to organize and regulate. And I just send them the feedback of what's happening and payments and everything. That was it. So it was practically showed me already at that point, I could run a company, because actually running that whole section of, and that department with what I was doing. So while I was there, I thought about it, and 3 months went by, and I said, it could be an opportunity. So what I did, I spoke to my family. I spoke to my son. I said, hey, son, I had an opportunity come up, and I can go and work offshore in the oil rigs, but I'm going to leave for 2, maybe 3 weeks. Can you deal with that? And he's like, he was about 4 years at the time, but we was very close. We did a lot of stuff together. So yeah, I know he would miss me terribly if I go for 2 or 3 weeks. So he told me, so how long is that going to be for? Am I not going to see you? I said, sure, you're going to see me, but when I come back, I'll have a whole 2 weeks at home with you. It won't be like short when I go to work, come back home. I say, right now, when you go to school, I'm gone the whole day, and you see me at night, you're going to sleep, and then you're back to school again. I say, but now we actually get to spend days with each other and weeks every day for 2 weeks long. He said, okay, not bad. He said, well, would you be able to bring me to school and pick me back up? I said, yeah, sure, I would be able to do that then. And I didn't realize it, but that was such a big deal for him, you know? And he was happy at the time. He said, well, okay, you have my consent. No problem. you know, as a little boy would put it. So that made up my mind, because that was the only thing actually holding me back from going offshore and trying it out. So after his approval, I gave a call, I sent in everything, I went and take the offshore test, because they test you and everything to see if you're capable, if you can handle stress and many different things. I passed the test and I got the opportunity to work offshore. And being offshore now, meeting all those other people and exposed to high-tech equipment, I'm talking about jackups, the jackups from the rig, electrical motors, the top drive. And now maybe you all might not recognize these terms and these names, but on an offshore rig, that's what they're called. The drilling package that drills for oil and gas and everything, I'm telling you, the exposure was so enormous. And I did it for quite a while, like 8 years. I've been in the offshore industry, oil and gas industry. And we've been through the North Sea from Holland to England. And the people was amazing. I tell you, the challenges was not easy. We had rough weather, had a lot of rain. It was very cold at times, but we was properly equipped with the right clothing, the proper tools for the job. And the training was amazing. That teaches you safety first in everything you do. So before we make any move or any decision, we're supposed to assess and think first before we do anything, because you can be jeopardizing someone else's life. That's the training you get offshore. Everyone looks out for each other's back. We are careful with every step we take, because if the rig goes down or catches a fire, it's a big loss. Absolutely. And everyone is gone.
Wow.
So my training background actually is like Navy SEAL type of swimming, just in case of emergencies. And the rig should go down, we know how to swim. We know how to deal with our breath. We know what suits, what equipment to use to save a life and save our own. Escape training, actually working at heights, because we work at very high places on the rig. A lot of stuff has to be connected, disconnected. Just so everyone is clear, I was a rig electrician. So the rig electrician is responsible for everything. And I'm telling you, everything that electricity passes through. It could be from in the mess room light bulb to the top drive to the iron roughneck that needs to get repaired, for our programming, a PLC for operational of equipment and things. So from simple to very complicated, that's the job of a rig electrician. Every wire, every connection, everything has to be good, have to be perfect, have to be recorded. And that was the work. Downtime on a rig can cost from 15 to 20,000 euros an hour. So it means we need to get the job, whatever it is to be fixed, need to get fixed and fast and get the job done. So you need you got to be able to handle a lot of stress. I must say a lot of stress. You got to be calm and cool in times when everyone is running around and acting crazy. So basically, we're like a doctor on the rig, because that's how a doctor needs to be. Stress-free and still get the job done and save lives.
Absolutely.
So basically, that's what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
You know? So now getting back to your point and the question you asked, besides being an electrician, our task was also with a mechanical group to monitor air quality, to monitor water quality, and check the sewage and everything for bacteria and germs. Make sure there's no breaches, there's no leaks. So we do checks every week or every 2 days of certain areas to make sure that the water is properly disinfected by UV light and also either chemical treatment. So after taking water samples and air samples, we have to send it to the beach, and it goes to a lab, and the lab do analysis and send us back the data. And this we keep going for years and years. Now we check, we take swabs in mess room, sleeping quarters, working areas, and we make sure that environment is clean. Now you must picture an oil rig like the island St. Martin. It's small, it's very confined, and we only have one medical doctor on board. Should more people get ill at the same time, it's a big problem for that guy. So we try to make sure that the environment is clean, because what most people don't realize, before anything can attack your body, it's already in the environment. That's how it gets to you. You know, you move from one place to the other and you don't know what you can contract in different areas. It could be in your bed, it could be in the mess room, in the toilets, whatever. Now we have more than 100 people on the rig. Now that's a lot to control, and people is coming on and off. Every day there's a change. Every day people is coming on board, fixing things, and every other 2 weeks there's another big change of big crews for different areas of the rig. So it's a lot going on. It's a lot of movement. So our job was, after analyzing, make sure everything, treat the air treat the water and keep that always going and keep that data always there, checking statistics and everything to make sure that there's no problem in that area. What I did is visited St. Martin while I was working on a rig, and I realized that a lot of people on the island is sick with flu, sick with different things, they're going to the doctor. And why I realized that, because close family members of mine and friends was becoming sick. After a while, a friend of mine went to the doctor, got some pills. He went to his brother's home. He felt better. When he went back home to his house, the symptoms came back. Put me to think. I say, hey, this looks very familiar. This is something that I am aware of. So I explained him what is going on with him. I said, the problem is not what you're eating or what you're drinking, but your environment is intoxicated. And this is making you sick. So I did an assessment of his place, realized there was mold in his home. I could test it. You could smell it on the fungus, the musky odor. And you could actually see mold growth, but it was in his closet. He didn't realize there was a little leak in his roof causing the closet. So the bedroom is where you sleep. And if it's in your bedroom, it's going to get you for sure, because you're going to close your house up. It's going to become a confined space. The air is going to get polluted and you're going to get overdosed with mold spores in your blood. After he did the blood test, he realized he had fungus in his blood. So that was making him sick. So after seeing this, it was like a light bulb came up in my head. I'm like, hey, there's a hole in the market. This is the industry where people need help the most, that I realized. And it's not a computer. It's not a laptop. It's their health. Because if they don't have their health, that all of that doesn't matter, you know? So I said, I'm going to do something with this. And then that was the birth of Equatech Solution.
Right.
I came down and I got registered. I did my homework. I checked the economy. I met with health department people and we sat. I learned. I did my research on many other areas of the island and homes and buildings. And I had my package together to start a company and to move off.
Wow.
So in 2006, Equatech Solution was actually launched off. Even though 2003, I was already on the island doing things, but for water quality testing and so on. But I realized mold and water goes together. And that once the two is there and the hot sun is always there, then that's a, you know, that's a recipe for disaster and problems when it comes
absolutely,
to health.
Absolutely.
So it needs to be monitored. So I'm thinking for mold to grow, there must be porous materials or wood or cardboard or so on. So there must be a source of food. The next thing a mold need is water. Water is always on the island. We're a very humid island, a lot of rain. And then there's the sun, heat. So the three elements that is needed for mold growth is right there. So what we focus on as Equatech Solution, we do assessments and we try to take away water. We try to make sure that there's no water because your building is made of concrete. It's made of wood. Your furniture is made of wood. So all the food source and everything, it's right in your home. Your home is the food source and everything you put in it. We can't do anything about the heat because the sun is always hot. This is the Caribbean and we love it, but we can't get rid of that. But water, we can try to control water. We cannot control anything outside the home, but we can control what happens inside the space and the home that you created.
You know,
so that's what Equatech Solutions is about.
You know, as you stated this, Ricardo, actually, you know, I gave that opportunity for you to really share that because that was so very vital for the listeners to hear. And I'm going to go over a few important things as we move forward for how important it is for people right now listening to take heed of what you're talking about, because I know you focus on prevention is better than cure. But I just want to share with you what listeners are saying. And I have a message coming in, Ricardo, from one of the committed listeners to Love and Inspiration. This is an impressive, refreshing, and informative interview, and stating to you, thanks, Ricardo, for sharing your vast knowledge and experience with us. Super, super program. And this is coming in from a listener who loves and Inspiration, and that's Mr. Francis, listening here on the island. And we also have from another listener here, and she stated, wow, your guest has such an awesome story and journey. And she stated she hoped that the youth is listening to the show, because it's not all about just the study that you study for one thing. And if you cannot study that one thing, it's important to also try something else. So
that's right.
So she wanted to actually let you know that how powerful this is, and also for the listeners out there tuning in, to Love and Inspiration. There's so many new listeners today added to the Love and Inspiration list that I'm pretty sure, and plus those who always listen is getting so much out of this. Now, you know, Ricardo, I want you to stay with me on this because this is so vital. You talked about that experience on the rig and how important it is, you know, for the doctor to be able to handle the personnel on the rig. And if too many became sick, then it was really big problems. You talked about the comparison there of St. Martin and the rig, you know, a small confined space, etc. You talked about the elements around water, the air, and how important it is, and the sun, how important it is to understand what's around you and your friend who, the family member who got sick. So what it shows me is that how important it is to know what's going on in your environment, because the enemy is just right there. And you would go about your business every day and you start to ask yourself, why am I starting to feel this way? Why am I having bad feelings? Why am I having headaches, etc.? But you don't know that the enemy is right there in your camp. And all it takes is to really assess what's going on. And you said it quite interestingly. Yes. How many people here lives in a house and don't know what? Maybe there's a little piece of mold somewhere in the corner. I mean, myself and my wife, we recognized that some time back where we were living in a specific place and recognized, hey, this is quite strange at the bottom of the wall in the bedroom. And I said, what is this? And then after a while, recognizing that this looks very strange. And when you come to, and it was assessed, when you come to recognize, hey, this is mold, you've got to get out of here, because you can see just a little, like it has these little fiber kind of things that is coming out from the wall, like little arms or whatever you call it. So it's so vital that we're having this conversation now on Health Inspiration, which is that new segment of Love and Inspiration, to help persons really be inspired to look after their health, their environment, and love themselves more so that you can live longer. So tell us a little bit about this aspect, because I want people to understand the action that they need to take to safeguard themselves and their family members. And then you can let us know as we come close to the end on how persons could connect with you. I know this is not the last time you're going to be on the show, because you're going to be more often on the show at least once a month, where we're going to talk about things on Health Inspiration to really empower persons out there to stay healthy. So tell us a little bit more on what one should be looking for in their living environment to take action to stay safe and stay healthy, especially for loving themselves and loved ones.
Yes. I will first of all like to tell everyone to, while cleaning your home, do a brief inspection. Look for discoloration on walls. Look for moisture spots that might be coming through, because sometimes water is tricky. It can come down on one corner of your house and work its way down to another room that is completely dried from water. So when you see a wet spot and it doesn't look like a pipe is running there, anything is going there, do an inspection. Feel the wall, see if it's wet or not. You know, if you're not sure about why there's members in your home becoming ill. Now, everyone takes the flu very lightly. And when you have mold in your home, you will experience flu-like symptoms, actually. You'll have a runny nose, you have sneezing, red, itchy eyes, shortness of breath. So just like any other bacteria or virus, mold attacks the lungs as well. That's the first location that any bacteria or virus tries to get into and attacks. Why? And I'll explain to you why this is the location, because the core of your body, that's where the heat is. So the core of your body is hot. And at the same core of your body, there is your lungs, and your lungs have moisture in it. So that's the water source. So they try to multiply in that environment, because your body, you can see that as an environment as well. And your environment is very promising for any bacterial virus to flourish. You understand? It starts in your nasal. It goes into your nose, and then it goes into the area above your forehead. You know, there's an open space there. It's hollow. So then mucus builds up, and the mucus in your body actually tries to gather the bacteria and viruses so you can blow your nose, to get it out of your system. But at the same time, this mucus has protein and a lot of other, you know, vital substances that bacteria and viruses can live off of. So that's how it starts. Work your way down your your nose channel area down to your throat, from your throat into your lungs. And that's how you actually get sick. Now, when you feel these symptoms, do not look at it as lightly. Try to do something about it. You know, I mean, we in the Caribbean, so people got their bush tea, they got their different stuff, they eat their soup, different stuff. Try to tackle the problem. As soon as you feel a little funny symptoms, you got a little bit of headache and so on, try to deal with the problem sooner than later. Like I said, prevention is better than cure. Don't let it get worse. If you start to feel dizzy, that means you've been overdosed with either bacteria or virus. So you need to get it out of your system quick as possible. It could mean your immune system is down. Get your vitamin C, take it. Now remember, don't just take vitamin C, take your iron with it. You need iron with vitamin C so it can get into your blood. A lot of people don't know this. They think it's only vitamin C, but the vitamin C will not get into your blood system to heal you or do anything unless there's iron in your blood. Iron have to be also in your body. It's a combination. They bind and then it can enter the blood. It's like a key getting into a door. So, but that's on another topic. So what I'm trying to explain to you is as you have to be Sherlock Holmes. Because that's how we operate at Ecotech Solutions. We come into the house, we look at different aspects. We hear your story, we listen to what's bothering you, what are your symptoms, what are the rooms and areas that you normally be in. Are you in your bedroom often? Are you in the basement often? Are you in your kitchen often? It all depends. It could be that you don't have no symptoms, but the day you go to do a general cleaning, that's the day you feel unwell. It's because a room that you normally have closed up that you never entered in a while has high levels of bacteria and viruses, are either mold spores. Mold spores, you can look at it like seeds of the mold. It has toxic molds and there's other molds that's not so toxic. Everybody knows the black mold to be more toxic, but there's other mold in the family that is also toxic and can do you just as much harm. Can cause you to get asthma attacks, breathing problems, or even itching on the skin. Now, mold gives you allergies, or let me put it this way. You have an allergy towards mold or any other kind of plant. It could be pollen. It could be fruits. It could be a fruit tree. It could be people notice that has a lot of problems with pollen in flowers a certain time of the year. When there's bloom, they have a lot of allergy attacks. So they have an allergy spray or whatever, or they took an allergy pill to help them and calm them down from not feeling too unwell. Problem is, all of us have allergies in the world. We just don't know what those allergies are. So depending on the type of mold that is in your home, you might feel unwell and your partner might not feel anything. They might feel perfect. And the same thing goes on your job. Your colleague is going to be say, oh, she's overreacting or he's overreacting. They just don't want to work. They always have something, always have a headache. And I speak to a lot of business owners about this thing a lot. They say, you cannot judge someone because you feel they're lazy and they're always sick. If someone is ill, they're ill. So we need to get to the bottom of the problem, why they're ill. And that's when we do the investigation. We investigate the office area, home area. We investigate the vehicle. Even your cars that you drive around with can have a water breach and some water getting in your rug and under your mat in your car, out into your air conditioning system. And every time you turn on your air conditioning system in your car, you feel unwell and you want to know what is bothering me. Now, I need to explain this as well. Some people said, hey, I doesn't feel it right away in my car. It comes maybe a couple hours later. Why is this? You're going to have air condition on in your car. It's very cool. Now, all your senses in your body gets numbing when the atmosphere is cool, when the air is cool. You go into your office, air condition is on as well. It's also a confined space. And anytime there's air condition on, we all know windows and doors are closed. So there's no fresh air coming inside. Only the bad air that air conditioned circulate. So the air needs to be purified time to time. Windows and doors should be open maybe weekends. Let the building air out before Monday comes. Because you know you're going to go through the whole week only on air condition. So after you've been in a cool atmosphere, mold spores will be in a dormant state, like a hibernation. But when you go out into the sunlight, here's when it kicks in. So you've already been inhaling a lot of mold spores, but not really feeling anything until you go outside in the heat. And like I explained to you, heat, water, and food substance. And then you start to feel unwell, headaches, fever, and you want to know what came over me. But what came over you was the polluted office or the polluted home that you were just in. You understand? And it's incredible, but it goes fast. Now, bacteria and viruses multiply every half an hour by the billions. So you must understand within a half an hour to an hour, all depending on how strong your immune system is, you will start to feel symptoms and you will get sick and quick. And that happens to a lot of people. So you go to the doctor, he's going to do a checkup, quick one, because we all know he's a very busy man. The next patient is waiting. So he can't spend too much time analyzing your body. So here's going to get a quick, it's similar to a lot of things that I came across. I'm going to give you an aspirin. I'm going to give you a little pill. Go to the pharmacy. And that's what happens on St. Martin and happens in around the world, actually, in all the countries. If you look at it, it's a quick inspection you get from your doctor. And it's not like the olden days when you get a proper inspection, checks you out and tells you, okay, go to the lab, get your blood tested and so on. Everything is fast, 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 and fast is making us sick. So you're not even checked to see what your allergies are. You're not checked to see what you can handle or not. Now, he could check your allergies last year, but this year, it's a new year and your body goes through changes. No one looks at that. After you go through changes, the pill you maybe were using last year don't work for you this year. So you need a checkup. You're going to go to the pharmacy. They're going to give you your pills. You're not going to see any improvements. You're back to the doctor again. You're not working. Your boss is angry. So here goes your life in a spiral down the drain just because your home has mold. I have bacteria, viruses in it that you're not aware of. I know people that lost their jobs, that got financially broke because they was ill, only to find out that the problem they was looking for was in their home and not in their body. Wow. And it's quite sad that these things happen to a lot of people, you know? And that's why I made it our duty at Ecotech Solutions to solve these problems. It's very important to know what's happening around you and what's going on in
Absolutely.
Your environment.
Absolutely.
You know?
This is really powerful. This is really powerful. Mm-hmm. I'm really so grateful that, you know, you took the time to be here with us on Love and Inspiration. My phone is blowing up with so many comments about this interview with you here on air, Ricardo. And I just received another message with someone who's stating, this is such a powerful interview. They've got to listen to it once again and also share this interview. So ladies and gentlemen, letting you know that this is live right now. But if you do want to hear this interview once again, you can listen to voiceofthecaribbean.net next Sunday night at 8 p.m. sharp. And if you miss it next Sunday, you can listen on Monday morning at 10 a.m. That's on voiceofthecaribbean.net. And if you do want to listen to it fully to your heart's content, you can listen to it on the following Monday, which is on Bashani Radio. And you download the Bashani Radio app and you'll be able to listen to this interview solely with Mr. Ricardo Somersault here on Love and Inspiration. Ricardo, unfortunately, we're to the end of this powerful time with each other. And I'm pretty sure person's the same, but Roy Cotton Jr., are you letting this man go already? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I still have to do what I have to do before 5 o'clock because I've still got a lot of stuff to do here for you on the airwaves. But Ricardo, this has been amazing. And we know that you're going to be back on Love and Inspiration because you're going to be here with us once a month on Love and Inspiration on a special segment of Health and Inspiration, which is a new part on Love and Inspiration to really help persons to take ownership of their health and understand how important it is that taking ownership of your health is also a very important action that you're taking of self-care, self-love. So I really appreciate it. So how can persons connect with you? Because I'm pretty sure persons right now are saying, how can I book an appointment for you to come and assess my home? So what are your contact details, Ricardo?
Yes, actually, Roy, we're located at Union Road, 137 Colby, and our contact number is 587-1832. I'll repeat it again, 587-1832.
Email.
I will also like to take this opportunity, Roy, just to fill in the public, the listeners, that the topics actually that in your new show, on your shows for the months to come, it will be not just about mold that we talk about now, but it would be remediation of your gray and black water sewage system. It would be Legionella. And I actually will be talking about herbs and so on because I'm in agriculture as well. For healing of people. We're actually going to start a foundation, which is the Timeline Foundation, and we'll be speaking about that as well, Mr. Cotton. And it's quite interesting because there's a lot of healing around us in our community, but we don't see it. So I'll turn it over to you now, Mr. Cotton.
Sounds
good.
Definitely. I'm super excited, Ricardo, and it's so amazing having you on the show. So please give that number once again, because they're overseas listeners who are tuned in right now. So you can give the area code of St. Martin and an email address, because remember that this show is going to be heard also on voiceofthecaribbean.net, which is from out of St. Kitts, over the islands, the diaspora here. And of course, you've got Bashani Radio that goes out as far as Dubai. So please give us the area code number of your number, please. please email address, and especially for those who are local in St. Martin, they can always come over to Kahoe Bay.
Yes. Okay. Our area code number is +1 721 587 1832. So +1 721 587 1832. Our email address is info@ecotechsolutionsbv.com. I would also like to mention that we can also be found on Facebook. So if you look up Ecotech Solutions on the Facebook page, you will see everything that we do, jobs that we've done, explanation, trainings. There's even talks and topics about COVID and how to deal with that, and fumigation that we do against bacteria and viruses. So if you visit our Facebook page, we will have all the information there for you, and you can get in touch with us.
Fantastic. And I'm super excited for when you're back on air, because I remember when we spoke, you also spoke about a very important topic, or you shared with me how important it is for us to understand how dementia could come especially with our environment. So, hey, we've got listeners now like, hey, I want to know more about that with dementia. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to sleep very a few important. Nights. You're going to have to sleep a few nights, ladies and gentlemen. Drink your tea, wake up, eat your breakfast, and then by that time, you'll hear more about it. So just be patient and that will come. Thank you so much, Ricardo, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Cotton.
You're more than welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ricardo Somersault, and he is the Managing Director of Ecotech Solutions on beautiful St. Martin. Prevention is better than cure, as you understood. So plug into Love and Inspiration, a new part of Love and Inspiration, which is Health Inspiration, there especially for you. On Health Inspiration, you would also hear some very important interviews, information shared with you that comes from Victorious Living Health and Wellness Education, because they've also partnered with Youngevity, and that is the health arm of Victorious Living, bringing you only the best in health information and education. So it's amazing, good stuff here for you, because you are important to me.